The requirement to reach true depth in Torah that corresponds to the 16th day of Sfiras HaOmer is b'miut shena, with a lessening of one's sleep. And again, as the commentaries comment, it doesn't mean no sleep at all. Sleep is very much needed for a person's health, both physical and mental, and even spiritual. But again, he should not spend too much time, more time than is needed, sleeping. Obviously, because it lessens the amount of time that he has to learn. But even more so, we all know when a person sleeps, when he wakes up, he's foggy and he can't focus so well. And the more one sleeps, the more one oversleeps, the longer it takes for his mind to be able to resharpen itself and focus. And he'll be losing much of the true understanding of his Torah due to that. The sphera of the day is Gevura Shebatiferes, the strength and the judgment within the beauty, within the praise. And idea being that when we see wondrous strength of Hashem that often comes from a place of judgment, like when Hashem split the sea for the Jewish people and then sunk and drowned all of the Egyptians in it. So when we see such things, even though sometimes they're scary, they're fearful, but at the same time, we have to see the beauty of what Hashem is doing, and that should bring us to praise Him. Like the Jewish people, after coming out of the sea, and they saw all the Egyptians drowning, they right away opened up with a song to praise Hashem. And furthermore, there are times when we are allowed to receive praise. Sometimes it's good for us to hear people praising our good deeds, because that'll spur us on to continue them. Or maybe it's good for the people who we did acts of kindness to. It's a beneficial on their part for them to be able to recognize and to thank us. And therefore we're allowed to receive praise. Yet we have to be very careful. We have to strengthen ourselves that our evil inclination shouldn't get the better of us to pursue the honor and to become haughty. In our interpersonal relationships, this is also true, that when a person comes to sometimes do things to judge people at times where it's right and when it's needed, and sometimes to give a strong hand, whether it is to educate them, to guide them in the proper way, or so on and so forth, he has to make sure that what he is doing is in order to beautify, in order to bring about further praise of Hashem, that this person shouldn't act evil or whatever it is. This person shouldn't sin, and people who see the way he acts can therefore praise Hashem.